From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. After the firing of the FBI director, a call for a special prosecutor. In the wake of FBI Director James Comey's firing by President Donald Trump, Senate Democrats are demanding a special prosecutor for the ongoing probe of Russian meddling in last year's presidential election. VOA's Michael Bowman reports that Republicans are responding with caution to an explosive situation that is evolving by the hour.
Some Democrats are comparing Trump's actions to those of former President Richard Nixon, who resigned in 1974 amid the Watergate scandal. That watershed episode spurred a law allowing for an independent special prosecutor to handle politically sensitive investigations Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer say is needed now.
The appointment of a special prosecutor would be a welcome step in the right direction.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell notes it was Democrats who reacted with outrage, and some even called for Comey's departure when the FBI director announced the reopening of the Clinton email probe less than 2 weeks before the November election. McConnell added that any new probe launched by a special prosecutor would only serve to impede the work of ongoing investigations both at the Justice Department and on Capitol Hill. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Hours after Comey's firing, CNN reported that grand jury subpoenas were recently issued in Alexandria, Virginia, relating to the FBI's Russia probe, seeking business records from associates of Michael Flynn, who Trump fired as national security advisors. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday at the White House. Trump and Lavrov said they discussed the need to work together to end the conflict in Syria, and Trump stressed the administration's commitment to resolve the conflict in Ukraine. It was Trump's first face-to-face meeting with top-level Russian diplomats since he took office in January. Following the meeting, Trump said it was very good. He said, "I think we're going to do very well with respect to Syria. I think things are happening. They are really, really, really positive." End quote. Lavrov said the two leaders spoke mostly about de-escalation zones in Syria. He said the two countries had a common understanding regarding the usefulness of de-escalation zones. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson welcomed Lavrov to the State Department.
I want to welcome Foreign Minister Lavrov to the State Department and express my appreciation for him making the trip to Washington so that we could continue our dialogue and our exchange of views that began in Moscow.
Tillerson and Lavrov
hosted on a very broad range of topics.
My apologies to Secretary Tillerson. Tillerson and Lavrov met in Moscow last month amid tensions over the U.S. bombing of a Syrian airfield after alleged chemical attacks by Syrian forces on civilians, including many children. U.S. defense officials say a long-range Patriot missile battery may be deployed to the Baltic region later this year as part of a military exercise. If the move is finalized, it would be temporary, but signals staunch U.S. backing for Baltic nations that are worried about the threat from Russia. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is visiting one of the Baltic countries, Lithuania, and he's declining to confirm the specific deployment. But Mattis does say we are here in a purely defensive posture. Newly elected South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Wednesday he's ready to improve relations with rival North Korea and to negotiate with China and the United States over the controversial deployment of a U.S. missile defense system in South Korea. Moon, accompanied by his wife, took the oath of office during a ceremony in Seoul just a day after his massive election victory. He defeated his two rivals by a margin of 2-1 each. Moon's Democratic Party holds 119 seats in the 299-member National Assembly, while the two main conservative parties hold 126 seats. Hundreds of workers at a nuclear site in the western U.S. state of Washington were ordered to take cover Tuesday after part of an underground tunnel containing rail cars full of radioactive waste collapsed. Officials say they detected no release of radiation at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, and no workers were inside the tunnel when it collapsed.
That's the latest world news from VOA.